Vier Aleph.
Yeah. Holding that Vier Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Ema Abenes Hashanah, we're talking about extending, adding another Adar to the year. So it says, Ema Abenes Hashanah, Loim Ibnei Agadiyim, Loim Ibnei Atloim. Those are animals that are used for Korban Pesach. So if they aren't, if you have a reason why you think that they're not large enough, you want to have a geshmak, a fat animal that you'll be able to eat, still we don't wait. We don't say, okay, you know what, let's wait a month till they eat more and they're fatter and they're better to eat. Still, we don't push off the year because of that.
One second.
Yeah.
Why didn't we just start a month earlier?
No, but let's say we didn't. Let's say it didn't work.
Yeah.
Also was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we wait a month.
Right. No, we don't. We don't. You know, they went up early regal and they would bring the birds that a woman that had a baby would bring birds, right? So if the geizlois, if these birds weren't yet, they weren't developed. So you would think that, you know, wait, push off another month. No, for these are the reasons you don't push off the year another month. Aval oisan sa'ad l'shana. It means later on we're going to see in Ahmed Bey's, we're going to see that you need two reasoning to push off the adah to make another adah. So this could be one of the reasons. It's not enough on its own, but these timing could be one of the reasons.
Everything has to be. Everything needs something else, right?
Right.
So this is no different than any other reason.
No. We'll see that it could be that some only.
Two of these won't help you.
Exactly.
That we would only do an every year because of the.
We're going to see.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But this and another reason, which we'll say the main reasons, that would be able to do. We need two reasons always. That would be able to be Ibn Shan. Right, we're going to see the Gemara. No, let's see Rashi. When I'm Abba the year, they should grow big. This will have a good Korban Pesach. You could be makiv even if they're small. There's no din dafka to have big ones. Guys, lice, that's birds. That a woman that has a child, she has to bring birds for her Korban. So we need to bring these birds. A different term of zav v'zavis. Shekulon mashin kineim. They all hold the birds until they go up to be other regal. Af became ema abin al kach. You don't have ma'abah, so you chayon lavi b'nei yenu shekshem kshengtanim. You can bring younger birds. You don't need to bring older birds. So therefore, there's not a reason for us to wait. Aval oizna zad, siyog, v'smach l'devrein. La'abah es hashana, im tzuchu la'abah ne'echad menadvam shem ma'abah alayim. If you're going to be ma'abah the year for one of the reasoning that you ma'abah can go in ala aviv al peyasilu v'amir l'kaman, we'll see later what that means. Ashtayim emahav, v'alechad me'en emahav. Halal u'diyim, these gedim v'tloim v'gaizlis, nasu sa'ad. It's like a helper, a leaner. U'mitztav on le'echad me'emahav, and it can be mitzurv to another one, and to be me'ab. Zog to Gemara, Keitzad, Abiyani emishim v'shim v'gamlil, Abiyani said in the name of Shim v'gamlil, that he said as follows, Ma'idon anachnu l'chayin, Shim v'gamlil said, I'm being my dear everyone, the gaizlaya rechichin, ve'emiraya da'arkin, the gaizalim, are soft and they more are thin. They're small. They more are the tla for the Korban Pesach. They're soft. They're small. They're not really ready to. You could do with the Korban Pesach, but they're not. Shmak and zat. The zimna the aviva loy mata, and the time of the aviv, the tkufas aviv didn't come yet. So that's why the shafasa milsa bampai, and it's good for us. It's good in front of me. To go by Sivis al Shatada Tlos and Yoimin, and I'm going to be Maisif on this year 30 days. I'm going to put another Adar because I have two reasons. First of all, that the Gdiyim, the behemoths, are thin, and also it's not yet the time of the Aviv, which we'll see what that means in Ahmed Beis. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead and so it's good.
Well, but he gave two of the Zadim.
No,
he
didn't.
Said
no, Rashi says Uechad Menasman.
Why was it said first?
Well, Aviv is the main one.
Oh, very good. You should have asked that. The Aviv is the main one. So why was the first one said that the animals aren't fat? That's just the sa'ad. That's just the helper. It's not the main one. It's a good child. But what's that? So what are we saying? So he's telling you that you see that the Mishnah Gemara said, I needed two reasons to go ahead and be my Abba the year.
Didn't they just say something over the
Maisa? Yeah, they
said
Maisa. No, but it's funny that he should say the time, the Tafel before the Ik. Yeah. So, okay, Ashi was in that people that matu echad min asaman. That's one of the reasons she ma'ab min aleim kid l'kamon. Fine. So, okay, Maisa. So he said that I was ma'ab the year 30 days. Maisa, we looked in the Brayse. Kam yibushan shloishim yom. Mishim gali aleim mechaydish. Mishim gali aleim says a month. How much is a month? Might be 29 days. So why did Mishim gali aleim say a moment ago that 30 days? So, come on, my papa yatzu chaydish. Yatzu shloishim yom. He could do whatever he wants. Sometimes he could do 29 days. Sometimes he could do 30 days. Not like he said bedafka 30 days. Okay, actually, Chaydish Chavtas Yam.
Is it going to depend on the Kiddush HaChaydish at the end of that month? When they see the moon,
I'm saying... What's the effect of Masha? What's going on here? What do you mean it was going to be 30 or 29? It depends on the moon. We'll see what the moon is. Yeah, why? Right. Yeah, okay, so there's a lot of truth to the kasha, but the mashah is the kasha. Yeah. So the more about it. Now the more saying, so tochazi mayika ben tkifoi kadmoy in visoi basroi. The strong people, the earlier strong people, tough people, and the later people that were anavim, that they were anav, still the earlier generation that was tough, even though they were tough, they were greater anav than the later generations that were anav. Yeah? Tkifa kamay. So that means we spoke about a story of Shimon Gamliel, and now we're going to say a story about his father, Shimon Gamliel. And Gamliel was a tough person. How do we know he's tough? So Rashi, Gamliel shayin noyig shraya. He was noyig with yeah, v'zayik mayer b'talmidim. And he would be frightened as talmidim. Kedash kam v'b'chayis v'b'yachas v'shashana. We know three places in Shas that Gamliel was very tough on his Talmidim, Mitzayir Le'Bishua. He was Mitzayir Bishua. Bishua didn't say like him, and he told him, stand the rest of the Shir. Bishua didn't say like him. Rosh Hashanah, he said, come with your stick on the day that you think it is, come with your stick. He was very tough on his Talmidim. Still it says, Bishufa Milsa Bampoye Bampoye Chavroi, and still he says that I enjoyed, this was good for me and my friends. He included his friends in. Reb Shimon his son, he was the anav later on. He didn't say he's coming from his friends, he said he's coming from himself. Which we'll see the Gemara.
Wait a second, he's not as big as anav.
Yeah, even though he is. Two people, one the father, one the son. The father was a very tough person, still he was the anav, and the son who wasn't as tough, and he wasn't as big as the anav.
Yeah?
We'll see the Gemara. We'll see the question. The Tanya. We're looking at Baisa. Maisa Shimon Gamliel. So this is the father of Shimon Gamliel, which we said before. Shai Yeshiv Agav Maile Ba'arabais. He was standing on top of the Arabais. Yechon and Seifa Allah and the Seifa. Yechon and this Seifa. Aymer Lefanov was standing in front of him. Shalosh Igas Chatuchas Lefanov. And he had three letters in front of him. Three empty papers. Menachas in front of him. Amalai. So Shimon Gamliel told the Seifa, Tuli Gata Chada, take one letter of a Kasav and write La'achana b'nei Gliloi Loa to my brothers in the upper part of Glil, u'la'achana b'nei Gliloi Tata to my brothers in the bottom part of Glil. Shalom chanyaska. This is the opening part of the letter. You should have a lot of shalom between you. My da'in anachnulchan. I want to teach you. I want to tell you. I want to be medir you. This man be'ira, the time of the burning of the getting rid of mata approached came. La'afrusha ma'asa to be mafish from yemaisa. Right? Matana the Zaysa from the place that you gather the Zaysa. Which means, well, see, Rashi would explain that there's the third year of Shemitah and the sixth year of Shemitah, you have to get rid of everything that you have in your house. Truma goes to the Kayin, Maisa goes to the Levi, and Maisa Ani goes to the Aniyah. Maisa Sheni, you burn, because you're supposed to bring it up to your slime. You didn't bring it up to your slime, you burn it by Pesach. So he warns you, and if you're going to leave it in your house, you're going to get a laugh. So he warns you not to keep it in your house. That's what he sent this letter to all the people in Galil. That was one letter. The second letter, V'toli gat echad, take another letter. Kasev la'achon ebnei Drem. And write it to my brothers in Dorim side. Shleim cham yaske. Peace should be, you should have a lot of peace. My daughter, anachnu l'chayin, I want to be medir you. Zman bi'ira mata la'afrusha ma'asara ma'umre shablaya. He didn't say from Zaysim, from Alans, he said from Chitim, because that's where it grew more Chitim. So be mafish your ma'aser, get rid of all the ma'aser, all the things that you don't belong, the Trumas ma'aser and all that. Vitulig, that was the second letter. So one was in Galil, one was in Dharamside. Vitulig gata chada, and write another letter, v'kasav la'achana b'nei gavasa de b'bavel. Write it to our brothers in Bavel. U'la'achana de b'madeh, brothers in Madeh, l'sha'a kol gavasa de Yisrael, and anyone else is in Galus. Shloim chanyaske la'olam. The peace should be a lot forever. He added, in Bavel, he added forever. Till now he said, Shloim chanyaske. You should have a lot of peace. Now he said, peace should be added forever. Why did he do that in Bavel?
Because they stayed there.
So.
It wasn't only Bavel, it was Bavel, Mada.
And Mada, any place
in
Galus.
And
Shagalus. All Galus. All Galus, he said, he added this word. That the peace should stay forever. My daughter, anachna l'chayin. I want to be medir you. The gazlai rechichin, that the gazalim, the behemoths, are soft. Emraya, the tloyim, are arkin. They are. We saw this word before, right? They're small. I'm an aleph. So they're small. And the zimna da aviva loy mata. The time of the oven didn't approach yet. I spoke to this about, and it's good for me, for my friends. And I added to this month, to this year, a month. So what do you see from here? You see that when he wanted to do the same thing as his son, he said, it was good for me and for my friends. His son just said, Shimon Gamliel just said, it's good for myself. So you see that Rabbi Gamliel, who was a strong person, strong-minded person, still he went ahead and said that he was onav and said it's good for me and my friends. Reb Shimon Gamliel, his son, who wasn't such a strong-minded person, still you see, he said it's good for me.
What's
it was kilu bagay v'kilu chasham.
What's good?
It's good that we're extending.
Be ma'abay,
paskin. I'm bagay, paskin.
There are a couple of reasons why he said lie.
One second. We have no time. Oh, okay, you'll answer. You'll tell me that later. Okay, fine. Zakti Gemara? No, it's not a raya. Dilma Basad Avru. We all know the story in Brachas that they took Rabbi Gamliel out of his post. They put him down. He was so mean to Rabbi Yeshua that they decided, you know what? We're going to take you down. Right? We'll get the image. So, therefore, so over there, maybe he became an onav again. He felt, you know, when someone loses his position, he gets degraded a little bit. He feels. So therefore, maybe that's what it's talking about. So, gosh, his man be Mata.
Really, he wasn't such a
big. Really, he wasn't such a big. It's interesting, yeah. Interesting pshat of Italian. There's another pshat. Tysus brings down a more pashup pshat that he became a Nazi together with a Belazar. He switched off. They would do a man of Belazar and Isaiah instead of him. Then they put them together. So, you have to speak to a Belazar and Isaiah. So it's not right because they'll both see him together. If you're a Nazi by yourself, then you can do it.
It's not a right to the point that the previous generation was that way, meaning it was only him, and then he changed over.
Right, he wasn't attacking
him. That point is not a right.
He wasn't attacking him.
Isn't that Lashon Hara?
What?
Isn't that Lashon Hara?
That should have been Morty's question.
That's a very good question. No, Lashon Hara is a very
good question. So that's how the Abish question, you guys said Lashon Hara.
A million times, yeah. The Abish, you know, they ask it. The Chayim ask it. How did Mernstein say Lashon Hara?
Because they had to wait for her.
So you didn't have to say the names. You didn't have to say. There's so many times that we see, you're like, you're wondering what's going on here. Yeah, okay. It could be. There's a lot of truths in that kind of thing. This is a very good kasha. There's a Ramban that talks about it also. Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, where's that sefer? Where's that sefer? One of them is this?
Okay, I'd like to see it. If they made another one a Nazi, then everyone
knows. I'd like to see
it,
maybe.
So if everyone knows, it's not
what you're talking about. Okay, fine. Zakimah Vaiti. Okay, we don't have time yet. Zakimah Vaiti. Tanya Abana. No, I didn't do Rashi. Okay, I thought maybe. Okay, Zak Rashi. This man be Ira Mata, Shana Shlishis. The time of the year came to get rid of your things, came to get rid of your food. Shana Shlishis, or Shishis, or Shemitah, the third year or the sixth year of Shemitah, Kol mi shashir ma'aseres, if anyone that was left over with his ma'aseres, shashanu yishanu from the first year of Shneel, the second year, chayav levayin, you have to get rid of it. Achshav. Truma nitin l'kayin. All the truma is given to the kayin. Imagine you come to the kayin with the old vegetable from 2 years ago. U'ma'aserishu l'levi, and the ma'aserishu l'levi, u'ma'aseroni l'oni, u'ma'aserishu l'oni, Hashani, you burn mechal makam shahu any place that is from loyal loyal shalayim because you didn't take your shalayim. Bring it up to shalayim. Kedem Pesach and mevayer erev Pesach. Umezvad the beati hakodesh min habayis. Mematani zaysa makam kibus hazaysim. That was the place where they gathered zaysim. Alaz zchamim zel zeh. The Galil have zaysim. In Galil there was zaysim Reuben. In Dorim side of Eretz Yisrael chitam Reuben. Galil v'Dorim Eretz Yisrael. That we're talking about, not talking about the world. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Ain't talk ledin al ibur. Shekrev mehem lebezin. You didn't have to medir them about the Ibra because they were close to Bezin. Al b'nei Goyla. But in Goyla, Shechaykin, Meretz Yisrael, which was further from Meretz Yisrael, Tzal Chodim, al Ibra Shleyech L'chametz V'Pesach. They had to put some medir them that we're going to go ahead and be Ma'abed the year. That's why the third letter, he had to talk about being Ma'abed the year. In Meretz Yisrael, they didn't have to talk about being Ma'abed the year. They knew they were close to Bezin. But in Goyla, they had to teach them that we're going to be Ma'abed the year. They had to tell them to be Ma'abed the year. Dilman Basad Avriu Yom Gamliel, when Siyusa Nasa Anav. They took him down. And he became honored. For three reasons, you add a month to the year. Ala Aviv. What does it mean, Aviv? Zakrashi. Imloi bishla hatvua. If the tvua didn't get ripe yet. Ma'abrin. Why does bishl do cooking and bishl have to do it ripe? Yeah. Cooking makes it ready to eat. So it doesn't always have to mean cooking. It means anything ripe is also ready to eat. So imloy bishla zakashi, if it wasn't ready to eat hatvua, ma'abrin. The crux of b'chaydash aviv. So if the tvua wasn't ready to be eaten, you are ma'abr the year. Now,
tvua just means grains?
Yeah. Yeah. Va'al peiris se'ilam. Zok the Gemara, peiris se'ilam. What's that? If the fruit wasn't ripe yet. Why? So Rashi explains that they would bring the fruit by shavuos, bikurim, you would bring up when you came shavuos, they brought up the bikurim. Now, if it wasn't ripe yet by Shavuos, you would be matriach. You always had to bring up Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So people all over Eretz Yisrael had to come again and come to the Beis HaMikdash after Shavuos. We would rather be Yaitza with Shavuos. Why bother them to come again? So therefore, we waited, we added, now you extended the year, but Adar, you didn't extend Sivan. So you had to know an Adar, you had to have the, what's it called, the people that know the ground. Whatever they're called.
Agriculture
people. And have them, on the other night. And you had to have them know by other time if it's going to be ripe on Shavuos. I don't know if it's so difficult, but that's what you had to know because we didn't want to be matriach them again to come up for Shavuos, for Bikurim. Agriculture? No. Yeah.
No, I'm going to say it like this.
If it didn't boom, that's all you have to do.
My wife will bring home a certain fruit or vegetable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll say it's you know,
it's the first one.
Either hard or, you know, Why are they, can we go buy some X fruit? I'll say mango, think of it. And she said, no, they're not seasoned. So there's 1,000 fruits and vegetables people could buy today. So because 3 are not in season, so we push off the year. In other words, if it's green and people can't live without green, okay, fine. But I'm saying good.
Which fruits do we bring up to?
We're not talking to any fruit.
Right, we're talking about only Bikurim. Which fruits are Bikurim?
Zayas.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So we're only Bikurim.
Only Bikurim. Bikurim is the only thing. That means you're talking about like today everything's in the store. Everyone had a farm. Every person had a farm, and they saw the first fruit. They tied it up, and they said this thing. They made a simon, and this thing will bring up to the Beis Hamikdash. Now the fruit was only Shavuos Aminim, so they brought it up to the Beis Hamikdash. So if we're going to tell them, so if it was going to be ready by Shavuos, they were going up Shavuos anyways to be other regal. So we tell them, okay, bring it with you. But if it's not going to be ready by Shavuos, it's going to be ready 2 days later or whatever it is. Then they would tell you, okay, come again. Well, we're going to tell them, schlep again. Why do we do that for? So we would add a month of Adar and make sure it's ready for...
They can't bring a raw fruit.
No. Had to be ready.
Zakrashi.
Va'peis ilanim is acher bishulam. Yosef is manat says, if it wasn't ripe yet, till after Shavuos, ma'abin, when ma'abin the yish, atzeres manavos bikurim. Shavuos is the time to bring bikurim. Chasil v'yamim bikurim. V'm lo yavim, v'bay l'regel, if you're not going to bring it up by Shavuos, tzarech l'terech, the law is p'amachas, you're going to be a ticha, and work in it, and bring it, and go up again, so we don't win matriach to people. That's the second thing, v'alat kufa, zakti gemar. The third thing is kufa. What's kufa? Kufa is that every year has 4 seasons. That means every season is 3 months. right? There's winter, summer, spring, fall. 91 and a half days. So now, so the Tkufa is that Tkufas Tamas doesn't mean that it's Tachush Chaydash Tamas, but that's called Tkufas Tamas, Tkufas Tishrei. If Tamas is going to go till after Sukkot, the Tkufas Tamas, the summer, is going to be going till after Sukkot, that's not good, because Sukkot has to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. And if Tishrei is going to go into, if it will have to be, that's going to be in the right Tkufa. Okay. Fine. So that's Tkufa. So these are the three reasons why you ma'abr the year. Now, al shnayim ma'abrin, zakh the Gemara, for two of them you ma'abr, v'alechad ma'nei ma'abrin. If there's only one of the reasons, you're not ma'abr. Zakh Rashi. V'al ha'tkufa ben ha'tkufas tamas shem sakh kevitz m'shechah shen tkufas tishrei nefeles ad avoy achak. If tkufas tishrei is not going to happen till after Sukkot, ma'abrin, the nafkan olam kamon, we see later on, mekro, ben ha'tkufas tevis, shenim shech zman ha'tezayim benissen, shavah sa'im idlo b'tzeh tkufas tevis, ma'abrin, litchas ma'adis, come on, we're ma'abed the yam tovim, like we'll see later on. Fine. Zakti ma'ara, ubiz mansha aviv echad me'an akal smeich. If aviv is one of them, everyone's happy. If the reason why you're pushing it off is because aviv, then everyone's happy. What was aviv again? Aviv was that the tvua is not right. Which means like this. If the tvua was right, and you're pushing it off for the other two reasons, it comes out that chadash is going to be asif for a long time. What was chadash? Chadash was that anything... We still have Chadash today. Many people are makban on it. Any food that was born, planted, and ripened before the Omer, you have to wait for the Omer to eat it. Right? You can't eat the food before the Omer is matter. When did they bring the Omer? Second day of Pesach. So if it was already ripe early, and then they went ahead and they pushed off another month, so you're stuck. You can't eat any chadash. You have to eat all old food. Today already. It's getting more and more benimtza. It's not like it's, you're not eating old food. I mean, eating old, but it's okay to eat. But amol, they had the food ready, and we come. Okay, you have to wait another month. Eat your old tomatoes.
No, only wheat.
Oh, only wheat. Right. Okay. Okay, right. So therefore, it will be old tzayir.
They could have had no old wheat.
So if the reason why, right, they could have finished it. So if the reason why that you added an adah wasn't because of the aviv, was because the other two reasons, so it comes that your wheat was ready to be eaten. And we tell you, no, wait a month, because now we're pushing off a month, and we're giving you the hetiv aymer later on. That's the whole thing of chadash in kitzen emes. No. We're not going to let you eat till the Omer is brought, which we pushed it off a month. Yeah, so you're not going to eat from the new Tvua till another month.
So that's a heter, or that's, you're saying that's...
People weren't happy with it.
Right, so that would be the side effect.
Right. Therefore, if...
Not be able to dig in.
Yeah. Exactly. Man, but if it was one of them, it's the Nakal Smeichen, because everyone was happy because they weren't pushing it. They were happy that they weren't pushing it off.
That's the question.
Right, no, here's the tour. Right. Even if the tour is ready, but since we're pushing it off other things, there'll be a problem. We weren't happy with it. Now, what does it mean, alat kufa? What does it mean, alat kufa? Are we happy with kufa? Alat kufa ma'abin, or from kufa itself, yima'abin. One thing itself, yima'abin. Again, kufa was... Oh, we'll see in Rashi why we'll be happy. But kufa was... What was kufa? Kufa was the months... The seasons, so if you push it off for the months, maybe one is enough. And or by tkufa they were happy. Now why were they happy? So Rashi, we're going to skip the Rashi's. Why? If the tkufa field goes in its right time, and they ma'amen the year because other things, and they push off sukkahs. If they push it off because of other reasons, so then it comes out that Sukkot could be very rainy. We should eat them. The times go after the sun, the if you would need to be ma'abah, and this is mitzaref with it, right, so they'll be happy. Because if not, they're going to have that Sukkot is going to be very rainy.
We already have that.
Yeah, we had more ones. I did my and it's all. I did my tkuva lechuda ma'aben. Tkuva itself you ma'aben. Why? Meshibur minatayra. Because over here it's minatayra. It's the only one that's minatayra. The other reasons are nice reasons, but this is minatayra. Also, Shimon Gamliel the mifik. That's what's coming to August. Shimon Gamliel is saying tkuva is minatayra because it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah that we're going to learn later on. You give him a base that minatayra. It says that you need to go ahead and be ma'aben the year with tkuva because the psukim. The psukim are say we'll see later on in Gemara.
Let's finish the Gemara.
Take it. Okay, we're gonna get to that in the Gemara over there. Tanya Abana, Al Shleish Ayotzes Ma'aben Es Hashana for three lands, three places that the Aviv didn't come to them, or you see that the Bishul Apeis, whatever it is, that means these three things that we said. These three things that we said Ma'aben Es Hashana depends on three locations: Yehuda, Ve'ever Yadin, Ve'Aglil. We look at these three locations. Al Shtayim and Ma'abin. If two of them have these reasonings to push off the year, to extend the month, so with Ma'abin, Val Achasman, if only one of them have the reasoning, Ey Ma'abin, we're not Ma'abin. It was Mount Yehuda Achasman, and if Yehuda is one of them, one of the place, Akas Mechen, they're all happy, Shein, Aymer Balam Yehuda. The Aymer comes from the city of Yehuda. So therefore, we're happy that, why? Because that's the closest. That's the closest.
So they
what?
But it's not true. They bring it from other places?
They could, right. But that's the place. No, we're happy. If we, no, we can bring it from other places also. But we're happy because we try to bring it from Yehuda. So we're happy if it's brought from Yehuda, if Yehuda is the place that the Aymer was ready, the Aymer wasn't ready, because we want to bring the Aymer from there, and if not, we're going to have to go schlep it from someplace else. So therefore, we're happy if Yehuda was one of the places that was ready or not ready. So the Gemara writes, Tana Abana, Ein Ma'aben Es Hashanim Ela BeYehuda. Bezdin sits in Yehuda to Paskin if you are add a leap year, if you make it add a month. V'mibru b'galal mu'bez. If you're Ma'aben Galal, it is mu'bez. Hey, Chananiyash Einoy was made in v'mibru b'galal einu mu'bez. He said he was made himself that if they're Ma'aben Galal, then it doesn't work. I'm a Yehuda because they need Bez needs to be sitting in Yehuda. I'm a Yehuda. Be'ed of Shimon ben Pazi. My time in Chananya b'sh Oyner. What's the reason? I'm a Kol Shichnay Siddur Shuvas Hashama. That's a pasuk. So we dash and call Drisha Shata Dayish. Anything that you Dayish, La Yehuda b'shchena Shalmakim. It should be in the place of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's that? Yerushalayim. Who was in Yerushalayim? Yehuda, right? When they split all the places, Yehuda was in Yerushalayim. When does Bezdin sit to know if you're Ma'abed the year? That's only in the day. If they're Ma'abed in the night, that doesn't work. When are we Mekadosh the month? Mekadosh at night, doesn't work. Where do we know that from? About Micah, where do we see that? It says, Tikkun B'chaydash Shaifa, B'chaydash Yom Chagein. That's a pasuk. So we say, Ezechag Shachaydash Mishkasabai. Which month is that the Levana is not seen? Which Yantif is the Levana not seen yet? Why? Because every other Yantif is the middle of the month. So you see the moon. But the Shoshana is the only month, the beginning of the month, so you don't see the moon yet. Let's see something. Just like the mishpats in the day have kiddush achadish b'yayim. So too, kiddush achadish has to be dafka b'yayim. Okay.